From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday issued a warning against crude nationalism after Donald Trump's shock election win as he visited Europe on a mission to reassure jittery allies. President Obama is making his last foreign trip as president and said the NATO alliance was absolutely vital to U.S. interests and stressed a strong, unified Europe was good for America after Trump, on the campaign trail, appeared to play down the importance of transatlantic ties. Meanwhile, President Obama visited Greece Tuesday. He met with the Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras and held talks on the need for continued economic reforms, including transparency and cleaning up the country's financial sector. Mr. Obama spoke to reporters in a joint press conference with Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras.
In order to make reforms sustainable, the Greek economy needs the space to return to growth and start creating jobs again. We cannot simply look to austerity as a strategy, and it is incredibly important that the Greek people see improvements in their daily lives.
You can read more on the president's visit to at voanews.com. Russian President Vladimir Putin Tuesday fired Economy Minister Alexei Yukonayev. He had been charged with taking a massive bribe, according to news agencies. U.S. tech giant Google Tuesday confirmed that it will expand its vast campus in central London. A source said it is expected to bring 3,000 jobs to the British capital. Google announced that it would add a new office building to a complex currently under development. This is VOA News. An Egyptian appeals court has overturned a death sentence handed down against ousted Islamist President Mohamed Morsi in one of four trials since his 2013 overthrow, according to a judicial official. The court ordered that Morsi be retried on charges of taking part in prison breaks and violence against policemen during the 2011 uprising. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry says a ceasefire in Yemen could start as early as November 17th, provided that everybody does their part.
There's a humanitarian disaster in Yemen. There are just serious security and economic and political and humanitarian challenges. And our sense is that, and most of the parties we talk to agree, in fact, all the parties we talk to agree that there's no military solution. So if that's the fact, then you've got to get into what is the political solution.
Kerry spoke Tuesday at the end of a visit to the United Arab Emirates. UN Chief Ban Ki-moon voiced hope Tuesday that Donald Trump will vary his stance, denying climate change as world leaders gathered in Morocco to keep a rescue plan on track. The UN chief, Ban, said he spoke with the president-elect, adding that he was optimistic that he would hear and understand the seriousness and urgency of addressing climate change.
I believe that he understands that there are market forces already at work on this issue and that we need to harness these forces for good of the planet and all the species in this planet.
Mr. Ban was addressing journalists in Marrakesh before opening the high-level segment of an annual UN climate meeting. The prevailing view that the U.S. Federal Reserve will raise a key interest rate next month is plausible. That's according to a voting member of the Monetary Policy Committee Tuesday. The Boston Federal Reserve Bank president, Eric Rosengren, made the comments in a speech in Portland, Maine, saying that absent significant negative economic views over the next month, the market's assessment of the likelihood of tightening in December seems plausible. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is questioning at the Ecuadorian embassy in London over a longstanding rape allegation ended Tuesday, according to Swedish prosecutors in a written statement. They said that that information will not be provided immediately. Cuba has pardoned 787 prisoners in response to Pope Francis's call for world leaders to show mercy to inmates, according to authorities. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.